This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Lucas Edston. Here in mid-Missouri, KBIA's reporting teams were out in force, filing reports throughout the evening. Here are some of those election night sounds captured from KBIA News.
I'm Alexandra Olgan at the Capitol Plaza Hotel in Jefferson City. The Cole County Republicans hosted a watch party to monitor the race for State House Representative Mike Bernskeeter. He is the Republican incumbent. Even though this is his second election, Bernskeeter says he feels just as anxious as he did the first time around.
You know, you got your name on the ballot and somebody else has their name on the ballot and you just never know what can happen. Like I said, especially since half of my district changed.
Bernskeeter says he will keep working at the same issues in his new district.
Well, we're going to continue to try to improve state employees' pay. I want to continue to work on the energy, you know, talk about nuclear energy out at the Callaway plant.
Bernskeeter says he also plans to improve the state's infrastructure and the Missouri State Penitentiary.
I'm Wendy Mader in Fulton. Supporters for Republican incumbent Jeannie Riddle were in high spirits at Post Office Bar and Grill in Fulton on Tuesday night. Riddle will continue as representative of District 49 in Callaway County. The incumbent garnered 75% of the vote against Democratic challenger Pam Murray. Riddle says she is humbled by the support of Callaway County voters.
My request is that they stay connected with me. I cannot do the job that they voted me to do if they don't stay connected. And so that I truly am carrying the voice of my area for the 49th District.
Riddle says the main focus of her next term is the economy, energy, and education, which she refers to as the three E's.
8,298 votes for Nate to his opponents. Total of 6,156.
I'm Courtney Dahl in Kirksville. Republican nominee Nate Walker accepted the District 3 state representative victory among family, supporters, and former state representatives at Steve's Garden Deli in the square in Kirksville. Down the street, Democratic nominee Rebecca McClanahan saw the writing on the wall, with final numbers showing a 57% to 43% victory for Walker. Walker says McClanahan was tenacious in the campaign.
She was tough out there. She's very intelligent, she's very bright, but sometimes you got to be right on the issues, and I think I was right on the issues for this district, the third district.
Walker says the most important issues he will be facing in Jefferson City are unemployment, the economy, and support for people with disabilities.
I'm Andrew Yost in Columbia. Incumbent State Senator Kurt Schaefer met rounds of applause from family and supporters for his victory at his watch party in Columbia's Holiday and Expo Center. Schaefer said he will continue to reach across party lines for the sake of progress. He also says Missouri public education will be his top priority.
For the next 4 years, funding for public education, both K-12 and higher ed, will be my top priority. And, you know, the economy's picking up a little bit. We still have a long ways to go, but it's always a battle to make sure that we fund public education at the levels that it needs to be funded.
Schaefer said he was surprised that Prop B, which proposed to increase the cigarette tax to fund K-12 and higher education, didn't receive more voter support, but he remains determined to fund public education.
I'm Kelly Stanfield in Columbia. District 19 State Senate candidate Mary Still received 43% of the vote, while her opponent, Republican incumbent Kurt Schaefer, had 56%. Still says her campaign was substantially outspent.
He had 1.2 million, and I was able to raise $400,000 from real people, donors, not wealthy special interests.
The Democratic candidate says she wants Schaefer to stand up for women's rights in his second term. Since 2008, Still has served as the House Representative for the 25th District. Kelly Stanfield, KBIA News.
I'm Mikkel Christensen in Jefferson City. At the Democratic Watch Party at Bones' Lounge, spirits were high after President Obama secured 4 more years. The room was filled with Cole County candidates and their friends, but the happiest person here isn't even old enough to vote. 16-year-old Jediah Churchill.
I feel really, really happy.
And even though she's young, she's no stranger to politics.
I've been doing campaigns since I could walk.
But the celebration isn't getting out of control for Churchill.
I'm going to go home and probably drink some soda and sleep. I've been awake since 4 in the morning.
So you're 16 now. You've been in politics since you're 4.
When
are we going to see your name on the ballot?
I don't think I'm going to run for anything. I actually want to be a special education teacher.
Not only did Obama defeat Mitt Romney, Churchill could also celebrate Democratic candidate Claire McCaskill being re-elected as senator for Missouri.
For more election night sights and sounds, go to KBIA.org. Missouri Democratic Governor Jay Nixon has won another 4 years in office, beating St. Louis businessman Dave Spence. As Chris McDaniel reports, Spence conceded to Nixon, but not happily.
Spence called Nixon to congratulate him and wish him well, but his concession speech was a bit bitter.
It's been a tough, tough year of entering where people are always slinging arrows at you, and you're guilty until proven innocent.
Those arrows were ads paid for by Nixon that criticized Spence for voting to delay paying back his bank's TARP bailout. Spence sued Nixon for the ads, which he says are false.
I think it's beneath him, but again, at the end, he won, I didn't, and if he can sleep at night with that, I guess that's what he has to do.
Spence says he's unsure of where he'll go from here, or if it'll include politics. I'm Chris McDaniel.
Missouri Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has secured a third term, becoming the second Missourian to win three elections for the office. Election results yesterday show Kinder defeated Democratic former state auditor Susan Monti. Missouri Congressman Todd Akin lost to Democrat Claire McCaskill by a landslide of 15.5%. As Adam Allington reports, Akin never backed down from his convictions, even as it appeared he was headed toward defeat.
Missouri's Senate seat was one the GOP dearly wanted to take back from Democrats, and by most accounts they would have had it not been for Akin's outspoken views on a variety of issues, but none more than his controversial statements about legitimate rape and abortion. In conceding, Akin repeated his basic stump points about big government and Christian conservatism.
We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness come from Almighty God, not an almighty government. We also believe that our Creator made us one people. There is one class in this country, Americans.
Neither Akin nor his staff addressed the media after his concession. I'm Adam Allington in St. Louis.
Missourians have once again rejected an increase in the state's cigarette tax. The proposition lost by just 1.6 percentage points. Elena Gordon reports.
At 17 cents a pack, Missouri has the lowest cigarette tax in the country. Proposition B would have raised it to 90 cents. Attempts to increase the tax failed twice before, but with this revenue slated to fund education and with growing healthcare-related tobacco costs, supporters were hopeful this time would be different. Misty Snodgrass with the American Cancer Society felt optimistic after polls closed last night, and she joined other supporters at Union Station in Kansas City.
You know, it's been exciting. We've got to meet a lot of people from all across the state and, you know, get to answer a lot of questions from voters and, you know, try our best to earn their vote, and I really enjoy this endeavor.
Ultimately, the tax hike failed by less than 2 percentage points, with the final tally coming in after midnight. Opponents say voters recognized the increase was just too high and that the state couldn't be trusted to use the revenue as it was intended. I'm Alana Gordon.
In the U.S. 3rd Congressional District, Republican Blaine Lutkemeyer defeated Democrat Eric Meyer with about 63% of the vote. KBI's Olga Kristalova was at Lutkemeyer's watch party last night and filed this report.
Blaine Lutkemeyer, 8,019.
I'm Olga Kristalova in Jefferson City, where U.S. Representative Blaine Lutkemeyer is celebrating his re-election with just under 70% of the popular vote. He says the toughest part of this election was getting his name out in the new part of his district.
You're never sure. You always come in with some anticipation, but if you do your work and you walk in tonight, you feel pretty confident because you know where you're going to be. I have a good sense from the standpoint that as I go around my district and I meet with people every day.
Lukemeyer says even though Republicans won the majority seats in the House, it will still be tough to reach consensus on many important questions.
I think bigger issues are trying to deal with Dodd-Frank, trying to deal with the health care bill, trying to deal with the deficit, trying to deal with extension of tax cuts.
Guests have been excited about the local election results, but the party finished soon after it was clear Obama won re-election. With producers Alex Algin and Katerina Sesterik, I'm Olga Kristalova, KBIA News.
In other state offices, Democratic House member Jason Kander has won the race for Secretary of State. Kander beat fellow state lawmaker Shane Scholer early this morning. Kander will succeed Democratic Secretary of State Robin Carnahan, who opted not to run for a third term. Also, Treasurer Clint Zweifel has won re-election. He beat Republican House member Cole McNary. Zweifel earned a second and final four-year term as treasurer. Attorney General Chris Koster has won a second term after beating Republican Ed Martin. Missouri has had a Democratic Attorney General since 1993. In the U.S. 3rd Congressional District, Republican Blaine Lutkemeyer defeated Democrat Eric Meyer with about 63% of the vote. U.S. Representative Vicky Hartzler held on to the U.S. 4th District in what turned out to be a fairly decisive victory over Democrat Teresa Hensley. KBIA's Christopher Husted was at Hartzler's election night watch party in Harrisonville, Missouri, and tells us more.
Republican incumbent Vicki Hartzler defeated her Democratic challenger, Teresa Hensley, with 60% of the votes. Hensley, a Cass County prosecutor, earned 35.5%. The two were battling in a newly redrawn U.S. 4th district that now includes Boone County, a county that leans much further left than the rest in the district. Before the election, Hartzler spent most of her campaign largely ignoring Hensley, criticizing President Barack Obama, and promising to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Hensley went after Hartzler for rarely stepping across the aisle to accomplish tasks such as passing the Farm Bill. But in the upcoming 113th Congress, Hartzler most likely faces another Republican-controlled House and Democrat-controlled Senate where stalemates won't sit well with voters.
Well, we'll have to look for common ground, and I think we are all committed to doing what's right for the American people, and that's what this is about. We can't wait another 2 years or 4 years before we get things done. We've got to get our economy going now. We've got to get the regulations off the backs of our businesses, and we've got to quit spending money we don't have and make some significant reforms to our very important programs.
Hartzler, who is known for championing Missouri's anti-gay marriage amendment in 2004, rode the Tea Party wave into office in 2010. Back then, she took out Democrat Ike Skelton, who had served in the office for more than three decades. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
In other election news, in central Missouri, Kurt Schaefer edged out Mary Still for the 19th District State Senate race. In state House races, newcomer Republican Caleb Rowden was elected state representative in the 44th District, narrowly beating out a better-known politician, Democrat Ken Jacob. In the 46th State House District, Democrat Stephen Weber took a strong lead over Republican Fred Berry, and the 47th House District Democrat John Wright took the race from Republican Mitch Richards. For KBIA News, I'm Lucas Hudson.